Alicia. I'm Jillian, a member of the Kansas City Chiefs cheerleading squad. We're here shooting our 2014 swimsuit calendar. Throughout our stay, we'll take a look at a true treasure of the Caribbean. We'll hike through beautiful rainforests, see some of the world's most stunning waterfalls, explore forgotten historical ruins, and even venture to the edge of a volcano. It's going to be an amazing week. We can't wait to take you along for the ride. All in all, there are 33 of us, and we'll all go through a photo shoot at some point over the next few days. For many of our rookies, this will be their first time modeling professionally. And for all of us, this is a culmination of weeks of preparation, dieting, and exercise. So there are a lot of frayed nerves getting off that bus.
We just met our team 3 weeks ago, so we've got a lot of rookies that have never experienced this before.
I have never been out of the country, not once.
We definitely hit the ground running. I mean, I feel like they kind of zipped us up into our warm-ups and said, here we go, let's fly out of the country, let's explore new places.
You know, to shoot a calendar, it's a highly stressful yet exciting period of time.
Before I left to come to St. Lucia, I was nervous. I felt like I had a lot to prove to a lot of people.
I really didn't know what to expect coming in. I've never experienced any professional job like this.
I try to calm them down. And I truly believe you're nervous because you care about it. You know, you want to do something that's great, but it's a huge mental battle for them.
Like many Caribbean islands, St. Lucia was forever changed by the explosion of the colonial sugar trade in the early 1700s. Ruins of French and English sugar mills still scatter the island. And if you know where you're going, you can get an up-close look at these nearly 300-year-old ruins today.
This is amazing.
I love that doorway with those palm trees. It's like you've turned into the rainforest jungle of a completely different world. Hey, Katrina, so I lied. You're not going to sit there yet. See right behind you where there's those... We want you to stand on that wheel. I think we want you to sit with your back here.
Okay.
So maybe go up this way and then on the gear.
I felt like I had just stepped onto a page of a history book. They wanted me to climb up this sugar mill from the 1700s. It was scary, but beautiful. Like, when would I ever get another chance to do something like that? So I had a really, really fun experience with that.
It made me so unbelievably excited because I knew that it was going to give us such a unique look, more than anything we've ever done. They're snails, so the good thing is they're not gonna bite you. Kind of lean so your hair can fall.
So we drove to a black sand beach, and it actually did start raining. And I look up and I see a beautiful rainbow. The camera crew goes, everybody, shift!
There, keep that leg down. Yes, right there. Left leg forward.
It's raining, and I feel like I could cry. It was like such a crazy experience.
That's awesome. You know, we do a lot of research up front, but the fun part is when you find something that you didn't play in. I felt like that happened all the time.
Oh my. How are we gonna get around this?
I haven't been around it yet.
Oh my.
I had to climb up about probably 3 giant rocks.
Pull your hair over. Yes. Hold it.
But once I got up there, it was so breathtaking.
She was a rock star. Nothing fazed her. We put these girls in some of the craziest situations.
Oh, this is amazing.
It was so much fun, and it's such a blessing.
St. Lucia is a tropical destination in the truest sense of the word. As you walk through the rainforests that cover the island, you're taken aback by what you see. The colors jump out in vibrant blues and greens, stunning reds and yellows. There are animals and plants that we've never seen before. It all feels a bit more alive and wild than anything we've ever experienced. It is truly breathtaking.
Awesome. We were able to go on a canopy tour in the jungle, which was awesome.
We started out just down on ground level, and they gradually take you up. And at first, you're a little bit nervous because you're just hanging from a rope. But as you're sitting there, it just becomes such a peaceful environment. You just begin to look around and immerse yourself in what's going on and how blessed you are to be in that experience. Our tour guide was just amazing, full of facts.
Well, another name for it is called the weather tree. And basically, under the leaf, the top leaf is green and under is silver.
Okay.
And when the wind blows, we can tell which direction the wind is coming from.
Okay. It was breathtaking just to be able to see all the green foliage and to hear about the different animals that are in the rainforest and just the different levels of the rainforest. There's like five.
Oh, wow.
That's so cool.
Isn't that pretty?
Oh, wait, there's no one. We went through five layers of the rainforest.
We were able to see all the different plants and animals that this island has to offer.
To the right is the Atlantic Ocean.
The coolest part of that was going down. On one side of a mountain, you'd see the Atlantic Ocean, and on the other side, you saw the Caribbean. The Atlantic had its dark blue colors, and the Caribbean's had its blues and its greens, and it was absolutely beautiful.
I wanted the ride to break so I could stay up there for hours on end and just gaze out over the ocean.
It was just breathtaking and just beautiful just to be able to see the rainforest. It is like you enter a new world.
Just the colors that you got to see in all the buildings.
I felt beyond blessed and thankful at that moment in my life.
Trip wears differently on some of us. For us girls, we have a couple of photo shoots in the morning, a little bit of practice at night, and for the most part, get to do what we please with the rest of our day. Not a bad gig. Unfortunately, for all of us girls, there's only one crew, and they're up for every sunrise and sunset for the entire 8-day trip. For them, this week is a bit of a grind, but with the right lighting, the right location, and a little bit of luck, it's all worth it in the end.
The sunrise shots create some really interesting moments. The sun is going to rise at that time, regardless of if we're ready or not. So we'll be in the lobby, we'll be waiting, girls will come down, and then it's like, boom, and we're off to location. Every second leading up is critical.
Okay, we're going to sit, like, we'll start kind of like this. Okay.
There's nothing more beautiful than a calendar shoot taken at sunrise. Just as the sun approaches the horizon, there are about 50 minutes of gorgeous golden light, often referred to as the magic hour.
Colors are amazing.
As that time approaches, the conversation dies down. You can sense a collective focus in the group. Here, the scenery is at its most beautiful, and no one wants to miss the perfect shot.
Yeah, I like that. Good girl. Relax it down. There you go. Tight tummy. There you go.
Your adrenaline is going. I feel like I hear this clock just ticking in my head.
The posing was really hard because I've never done this before, and it felt really awkward.
Shake your hair a little bit. Yeah, I like the smile in this.
Very nice. Very nice.
But to see the sunrise over the ocean was breathtaking. It made me want to be breathtaking for the picture.
Chin down and this way a little bit right there.
You don't get to be nervous when you're around a sunrise that pretty.
Okay, come here, Carrie, real quick.
You know, when you look at it through a camera of Steve's view, then it's one of the most magnificent views. It's amazing.
We're staying at the gorgeous Coconut Bay Resort on the southern tip of the island. There's been no shortage of entertainment, as this morning I tried my hand at kite surfing,
took a nap by the pool and even summoned the courage to go down the Coconut Cannon, the slide at the resort's very own water park. Plus, I just met Baby Red on one of the private horseback riding tours. This place is amazing.
Coming here, we've just been so welcomed by the staff here at Coconut Bay.
We got to do a lot of excursions, which actually got to bond us differently than our past trips.
Going horseback riding on the beach was an experience I never thought I would get to have.
I actually never ridden a horse before, and I got to do it with a lot of teammates, so it was a really cool experience to have together.
Thank you!
We got to go kite surfing and paddle boarding. The waves were crashing and everything, and you had to paddle against the wind, and it was taking you one way, and you had to go the other way.
It was a little rough at times, really hard to keep your balance, but after a while, the waves kind of slowed down, and we kind of smooth sailed from there.
Oh my.
All right, did you see the movement on the bar that they were doing?
We were kite surfing, and I was excited, but a little nervous. We practiced, we kind of got the feel of the kite in the wind. We used a smaller kite first.
I'm thinking I'm going to go out in the water with this kite, and I ended up standing on the beach with this little kite, just trying to steer it, and it was actually really hard. And then he got out a gigantic green kite.
I'm going to flex and bust out of this. No, I'm not. Nope.
Breakfast. Are you feeling breakfast? Okay.
And he put that up, and it about blew me off the ground.
We actually got to experience each other's competitive side.
We were wound. The adrenaline high was unlike any other. You didn't want to hurt your teammates, but you were so excited to see the paint go everywhere. And it was just a bunch of fun.
This trip, we've had enough adventure to fill a lifetime. Through winding country roads in the middle of the night, to the edge of a volcano, even to the treetops of the rainforest. We've been almost everywhere on this island. Almost.
St. Lucia's majestic landscape is best known for the famous Piton Mountains. The two peaks rise abruptly from the coast, towering above the Caribbean Sea and the nearby town of Soufre.
The one thing we heard consistently was, you must see the Pitons, but you must see them from the water. And we wanted to have that experience of seeing it, so we arranged a catamaran. And we brought about 12 of our cheerleaders on that catamaran.
I was on this beautiful boat with this beautiful scenery with some of my closest friends. It was phenomenal.
I don't think any of us really understood the beauty of what we were going to see. It's like all of a sudden you turn this corner and you see the view of both of the Pitons. I think all of us were just kind of stunned and amazed. Are you going from one side to the other? And then we picked three of our cheerleaders to do a second shot, and we got these incredible shots that are really, really exciting. That's awesome. Twist your body towards us. Yeah. That's really pretty. That's cute. You know, if anybody ever asked me, you know, what are the things that you must see and do in St. Lucia, I would tell them, you have to see the Pitons from the water.
This is my first time out of the United States, and I was so excited to find out my first trip would be to St. Lucia.
It was amazing to get out here and just experience all the world has to offer and all that I've never seen before. It was incredible.
This experience has been captivating. There are nothing like the colors here. You look out and the rainforest is bright green, but the ocean is bright blue and the sun is brilliant.
Anything
everything from volcanoes to the sulfur springs to rainforest to beaches. This island holds so many different views. You name it, they have it.
We went on the catamaran, saw the pitons, and it was just absolutely breathtaking. And we got to go snorkeling, which was my first time.
To watch the cheerleaders, you know, floating across, I see all these bright yellow floaties just floating around with snorkel shooting up in the air and laughing and just really experiencing the island. I sort of feel like a proud mama watching them and knowing that we're creating lifetime memories.
You mix and match any combination of 33 cheerleaders onto a team, and you're bound to get some contrasting personalities. But these trips bring us together in a way that would never be possible back home.
You know, the calendar shoot, that's obviously our main priority, but there's a whole nother piece to this. There's a bond that gets built that's unlike anything else.
Veterans know each other, but rookies, you don't know anything about them yet. So this is the time to break down all of their walls and learn everything there is to know about them.
Two, three, go!
It's really nice to just meet new people, but we're also not just meeting them, we are living with them for 5 days.
We're still a fresh team. You learn a lot about each other.
It is the family environment that gets created now that is what allows us the whole rest of the year to be so successful.
I think it's really brought us all closer. This is a really unique time for us. To be here with all of my new friends and family has just made this a trip of a lifetime.
It's easy to get frazzled, but with having veterans like that who are really supportive, it makes it so much easier and smoother to go through the year.
And it could be easy for a rookie to kind of feel shy or maybe not ready for all that this team entails. I'm just excited to watch this team unfold throughout the entire season, knowing that we have this great foundation already started.